Listen here, Marvello. You're through. Out. You're fired. Get out of my circus and stay out.
You mean to maroon me here? Here in this forsaken land of palms and sunshine?
Exactly. And here's your old friend, the bottle, for company.
Sir, my star.
Now pack up your dummy and throw your voice somewhere else.
Very well, if that's the way you feel about it, I resign. Alas, poor Yorick.
Good day to you, my fluky friend.
Good day to you, Mr. Marvello.
What kind of a fish are you?
Too big to dine on.
But big enough to talk, eh?
Say today. Shall we teach him to say something? Let's teach him the simple ah sound. Shall we? Shall we do that? All right, say ah! Splendid, my friend. Absolutely first rate.
You see that?
I knew it. I just knew he'd start talking someday.
Right, let's teach him to say a word, shall we? Well, what word could he say? Say hello to the children. After me now. Hello.
Hello.
What's your name? Come now, my fishy friend.
He's not a fish. He's a mammal.
He is? Well, he doesn't seem to know his name, does he? That's a funny name. Quack, quack.
His name's Flipper. He's our dolphin.
Oh, Flipper. Oh, that's a wonderful name. Let's teach it to him, shall we? Say, Flipper. Too hard, is it? Not at all. Let's try again, just to please our young friends. Say, Flipper!
Flipper! Flipper!
Come on, Flipper. Come on, say your name. Flipper, Flipper, Flipper.
Dad, Dad! Flipper's talking!
Yeah, there's this man, and he got Flipper to talk.
Oh, sure.
No kidding, Dad. He really did. He even said his own name.
Well, it sounded like it.
That's nice.
Dad, honest, he really did.
All right, bud, we'll talk about it when I get back. And now I've got to go down to Key West, and I'll be gone till late. And I want both you boys home before dark. You understand?
Aye, aye, Skipper.
Okay, Pop.
So long.
See you later.
See you later.
Flipper!
Ah, my young friends, I've come a long way to find just such an animal. Now, come along with me. Do you know that I've come all the way from London, England? Now, my purpose, as you all have seen, is to find the one animal intelligent enough to break the man-animal speech barrier. Now, you young men and women will realize that such a scientific expedition costs time and money. And I've been away so long now from the Royal Clinic that my funds are lamentably low. And knowing how you young ladies and gentlemen would like to help, I... May I borrow your bucket just a minute, my dear? Now, every penny, every nickel and dime goes to help this great project. Now, would anybody like to... nickels, dimes, anything? Look, chaps, come. Let's hear the clink of quarters and the clank of... what? Ah, bless you, my boy. If only Her Majesty the Queen could be here to see such touching generosity. You, sir, you do not wish to help.
Oh, sure.
Wait a minute, bud. I don't think you ought to be collecting money in the park, mister. Not unless you have a permit or something.
Oh, you're right, my boy. You're absolutely right. My enthusiasm overcame my prudence. You're absolutely right. I must enlist the help of the authorities.
Maybe you better wait and see my dad. He's the ranger here.
He's the... ranger? Oh, well, certainly, but just now I must seek lodging and I must telephone London to advise them of my discovery. Well, goodbye, my friends. I shall return to see you again. Flipper, say goodbye to the professor.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
Goodbye, children.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my dear. I shall see you again. Goodbye. Bye. Marvelot and his talking dolphin. Professor Marvelot and his talking dolphin, that's it.
Marvelot and his talking dolphin. Professor Marvelot and his talking dolphin, that's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, allow me to introduce myself, Professor Marvelot. Very good, my boys, very good, very good. Up and down they go, up and down they go. Parkeep! Parkeep! Ah, there you are.
You want a light?
My fellow, what do you want?
I've decided to overlook your uncivilized behavior and make you a business proposition.
Listen, Buster, I told you to stay out of here.
Calm yourself, my friend, or you'll miss the act that'll turn your flea show into a three-ring circus.
Yeah, what's it this time? You put a new wig on your dummy?
In the center ring, Professor Marvelot and his talking dolphin.
My fellow, you're wasting my time.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Allow me to present Flipper, the world's only talking animal. Dolphins are mammals, you know. Come on, Flipper, say hello to the nice people.
Hello. Good evening, nice people. Walk. Welcome to Parky Brothers Circus. Walk, walk, walk.
Keep talking, my fellow.
Imagine yourself the ringmaster. The tent is dark. Suddenly, the spotlight hits the center ring. And there is a glass tank full of shimmering blue water. The drums roll, and a dolphin leaps 10 feet into the air. 10 feet, Parky, and speaks.
10 feet?
I've seen him. He's the pet of some boys down the coast. Of course, if you're not interested...
Hold on now. Maybe you better come inside so we can talk about the dolphin. You haven't been drinking, have you?
My dear fellow...
Never mind.
Professor Marvelot is going to turn you and me into the two greatest showmen since Barnum and Bailey. Since Barnum and Bailey. Good day, my boys.
Hi.
Hi.
Beautiful day, isn't it? Absolutely first rate. Where's our dolphin friend? He's not lost, is he?
Oh, no, he's just feeding someplace. I'll call him.
I was a bit worried. We can't have him lost, can we? Now, boys, for the good news. I called London, the Royal College for Underwater Life.
I thought you said clinic.
Clinic and college both. They're thrilled with my discovery. They've agreed to my request. Flipper will be flown to our laboratory. The paperwork is already underway, and your government has promised full cooperation. Now, chaps, isn't that splendid?
You mean take Flipper away?
But you can't do that.
Ah, my boy, you must not say that. You must learn that in this life it isn't always right to have everything one wants. One must share for the greater good. You understand?
No, I don't.
Part of growing up, my boy, is learning to accept life as it is, not as one wishes it were.
Well, you'll have to see our dad first. Nothing happens unless he says so.
Of course, he'll understand.
There you are, you see. Flipper understands. Oh, he's much too intelligent to want to hinder the progress of science. You know, you must, and I know you will, share him with all mankind.
Share him? I don't want to share him. He's ours.
Hey, look, mister.
Professor, I know what we'll do. We'll ask Flipper. We'll let him settle it. Flipper, do you want to go to London with Professor Marvello for the sake of science?
Yes, Mr. Marvello. Yes.
Flipper, you mean you really want to leave?
Don't worry, Bud. Professor Marvello will take good care of me.
Flipper, you don't want to go.
Flipper,
you're ours.
You don't want to go with him.
You're our pet.
You stay by us. Look, Bud, I told you, nobody's taking Flipper anywhere.
Dad, Flipper really talked, even if you don't believe us. He did talk. He said he wanted to leave.
No, Bud.
Dad, he did.
Now, look, Flipper only seemed to talk. It's some kind of a trick, that's all. Now, I want you two guys to get busy on your homework. We'll talk about Flipper in the morning.
The morning will be too late. Won't you even listen to Flipper?
All right, let's go hear what Flipper's got to say.
Flipper, you're still here. Flipper, he doesn't believe you can talk. Show him, Flipper. Show him how you talk.
All right, boys. There's your talking dolphin.
Tell him, Flipper. Tell him what you told us.
Come on, Bud. Flipper will be here in the morning.
Please tell him. Talk.
You heard what Dad said. Knock it off.
Well, maybe Flipper's really going and didn't want to tell him.
It's some kind of a trick. Now go to sleep.
You don't think he'd go, do you?
Knock it off.
Tell Dad last night. Flipper. Aren't we? Please don't go with him, Flipper. Tell me you won't go. Flipper, please talk to me. All right, if you want to go, go. Don't expect me to stop you. I won't even miss you.
Come on, boys, get the nets. All right, step on it, will you? Come on, hurry.
Flipper, it's Professor Marvello and the rest of them. They've got nets. Flipper, I didn't mean any of those things I said before. Honest, Flipper, please don't go with him. About me. Just beat it, Flipper. Hide! Come on!
Fellow, we're a remarkable fish. You said it'd be here.
Calm yourself, my dear fellow. We can't expect the thing to be ready and waiting. We have to wait for it first. We have to wait for it to surface. Boys had some way of attracting his attention with. Ah. Just a little patience. One moment, gentlemen.
Well, I'll be. Okay, boys. That tank full of water and the truck's waiting. Go get our fish. Easy now. Easy, easy. That's it.
One of the kids I told you about. Parky, maybe we shouldn't take that dolphin away.
And maybe I ought to sue you for breach of contract, Professor.
Don't you dare take Flipper. He's ours.
Come on, my fellow. Hey, Crown, we got to get that kid. The rest of you, get that fish and get him in a truck. Okay, let's get the fish.
You all right, bud? You hurt?
I'm fine, Dad, but they're trying to steal Flipper.
I'll get him out of the net.
You boys stay here.
What's the matter with you guys? Come on, net that fish.
Now, what is it? What's this about taking Flipper away?
No, don't get excited, friend.
Come on!
We can make a nice deal. We can make that dolphin into a big money-making attraction for all of us.
Mr. Parkinson here owns a small circus, and we thought
they were gonna steal him, Dad. Look at those nets.
You're a fake! You said Flipper could talk!
The boy's right. He's a fake, all right. Now, what do you say? Can we make a deal?
Yeah, we can make a deal. The deal is for you and your men to get out of here.
You're outnumbered here, friend.
Well, I may not be for long.
You may have a point there, friend. I had a passing thought that, you know, maybe we could make some money with that. Well, come on! What are we waiting for? Let's get out of here!
Let him go, let him go. He won't come back.
My fault. I had some crazy idea.
You sure had a crazy idea.
Like Flipper wanting to leave here, professor.
I'll bet he's not even a professor.
Me too. Just a big fake and a liar.
All right, that's enough, boys. Professor Marvello made a mistake. I think he's proved to us that he's sorry.
But why'd you do it?
He did it because he's a ventriloquist. He thought Flipper would make a charming ventriloquist's dummy. He didn't realize then how much you boys loved your pet. But now he does, because he's learned to love Flipper, too. Professor Marvello is sorry for what he did, and he hopes that you'll forgive him.
So we're going back for some pancakes and sausage. And I think the boys will be very happy if you join us.
Sure.
Of course we would, Professor Marvello.
Mr. Marvello.
After what I did to you, I shouldn't think you'd want me as a guest in your house.
Well, all we remember is that you came through for us. Now, how about that food?
Well, with your unanimous approval, I accept.
Dad?
What's bothering you, son?
I'm confused.
About what?
I'm not clear. About how the professor helped us.
Well, he did it with that neat imitation of a police siren.
That's you?
Well, I really think it was Flippy. No, I think he called the police. After all, he was in trouble, too.
Ah, nah. You can't fool us anymore.
Well, you just listen.
See? What'd I tell you?
Everyone loves the king of the sea. Ever so kind and gentle is he. Tricks he will do when children are near. And how they laugh when he's near. They call him Flipper, Flipper, faster than lightning. No one you see is smarter than he. And we know Flipper lives in a world full of wonder, lying there under the sea.